Well, we hear today about Jesus the healer, Jesus the divine physician. And probably we can all identify something in our lives that needs to be healed. And I wonder how often we have actually prayed for healing. Maybe we have prayed for healing and then nothing seems to happen, and so we give up. Or maybe we're afraid to pray for healing precisely because we think nothing will happen and then our faith will be shaken. So today we can reflect on something that the gospel teaches us about the way that Jesus heals. Because the truth is that Jesus just doesn't go around healing our problems, whether they're physical difficulties, whether they're psychological problems, whether they're even like moral, spiritual sins that we've fallen into. Jesus doesn't go around healing us just for the heck of it. No, he always has some kind of deeper reason for it. Because think about that. Jesus is God. He is all-powerful. If he didn't want you to have that sickness or that difficulty in your life, he could have just kept you from having it to begin with. And so if he has allowed us to be sick, he has some deeper reason, some deeper purpose to what he is doing. In the gospel today, we see that purpose is the identity of the Messiah. Jesus heals, of course, this mute and deaf man. No doubt that's because he loves that man, he cares about that man, but that healing has a deeper purpose, a deeper significance. It reveals Jesus' identity as the Messiah. That's why we hear this first reading today from the prophet Isaiah. He is speaking about the signs that the Messiah will do when he comes, such as healing the sick. And in fact, Jesus knows that this is exactly what those kinds of healings reveal. That's why he tells this deaf mute man, "Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody about what I have just done." Because although he is, in one way, trying to reveal his identity as the Messiah to his disciples, he's not yet ready to proclaim that to the whole world. And so he wants to keep his messianic identity secret for the time being. So that's the deeper purpose that Jesus has in working that miracle for this man. Well then, what about in our lives too? Is there a deeper reason why Jesus might want to heal us? I've been reading this book recently by a Catholic psychologist named Bob Schutz called Be Healed. And I found it very relevant to my own life. And I thought I would pass on some of the insights that he makes here to all of you. He tells the story of a woman who was afflicted with fibromyalgia, which is a really painful neurological problem. You're in pain a lot of the time. In fact, my grandmother suffers from this to a degree. And after a lot of prayer, healing prayer, some counseling this woman went through, what she came to realize was that she had never grieved the fact that she gave up one of her children for adoption. She never grieved that loss in her life. And after she began the process of grieving for that child, her fibromyalgia was healed. He tells the story, another story of a man who for decades struggled with an addiction to pornography, fought against it, tried to live a life of purity, but he would always come back to this same vice. Again, it was only through a process of praying for healing, being prayed over for healing and counseling as well, that he eventually came to understand that the root of this sin lay in a very early experience that he had in his life. When he was only a young child, he saw his infant sister replacing him at his mother's breast, and he felt rejected. He said to himself, I mean, of course, he didn't say this to himself as a child, but this is the adult man thinking back on his experience. He said to himself, I don't need the love of my mother. I'm okay by myself. That was a lie that he told to himself to protect himself from the pain of the situation. And that lie stayed in his mind, shaped his thinking for the rest of his life. And it was only after he was able to recognize that and be healed from that deeper wound that he was also healed from his addiction to pornography. And so this is often the case, that Jesus knows that we have these kind of deeper wounds, deeper lies and defense mechanisms that we've used in our lives to protect ourselves maybe from some sort of earthly pain. But what do? They get in the way of us experiencing God's love for us, really deepening our relationship with God. And those are the things that Jesus really wants to heal. And so he only allows these other kind of surface sicknesses and disorders as a way to send us searching for the real problems. This psychiatrist writes about, and you've all heard, of course, the seven deadly sins that afflict us. But he writes about the seven deadly wounds. See if any of these resonate for you. He talks about the wound of abandonment. When we say to ourselves, no one cares about me. No one understands me. He talks about the wound of fear. I can't trust anyone because they're going to let me down and I'll be hurt. He talks about the wound of powerlessness. We say to ourselves, I can't change anything. I'm too small. I'm too weak. He talks about the wound of hopelessness. Things will never get better. You know, my life should just end. It's not worth anything. Talks about the wound of confusion. I don't understand why this is happening. He talks about the wound of rejection. I am not wanted. No one loves me. Finally, he talks about the wound of shame. I'm bad. I'm dirty. I'm stupid. Because of this bad thing that happened in my life, no one wants me. These are very often the kind of deep spiritual wounds that we have inflicted or have been inflicted on us over our lives. Jesus wants to heal them, but he can only heal them if we will open up our hearts to his healing grace. That is very often why he allows us to experience physical illness or psychological troubles or even, you know, the sinful behaviors that we can't overcome, addictions, things like that, because he wants us to go searching for these things, to allow these things to be healed. And then, once we get that deeper level taken care of, he will heal those much less important struggles and sicknesses that we have. So as we come today to receive Jesus in Holy Communion, the medicine of immortality, let the Lord Jesus enter not simply into our bodies, but into the deepest recesses of our souls to point out to us those deadly wounds that have afflicted us, to allow the divine physician to touch and to heal us, so that we can, just as that man in the gospel today, have our ears open to hear the word of God and our lips opened to proclaim his praise.